I'm glad everyone could make it. It's good seeing the whole group back together like this. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of us still hang out, but it's good seeing the guys that moved away after school. I'm gonna have another beer. You want one? Cheers. You remember the last time we had a pool party? Ugh. You and I both had way too much to drink. I was as sick as a dog. Ugh, it was awful. And I remember you too. You were flirting with everyone. Turns out you're a horny drunk. Or at least a very flirty one. You don't remember that? Oh my goodness, it was so funny. You were throwing out pickup lines left and right, making eyes at everyone. But you were also your usual sweet self. You'd do what you could to get a laugh from people, then move on to the next. You also were such a gentleman when you held my hair back later when I was sick. And when then you got sick, you asked me, "Are you gonna hold my hair?" Despite having a buzz cut at the time. Good times. Good times. So, how about you? Have you been? It's been a few weeks since we last talked. Yeah. Okay. Me? Oh. I've been okay. Just kind of doing the whole work-school thing, you know. College is fun, but damn, it's exhausting. Not to mention, dating is a fucking nightmare. Yeah, it's rough out here. Guys lined up for me? Oh, please. You're just saying that. Well, thank you. I do get a lot of pings on the apps and stuff for matches, but man, a good chunk of those guys are either dipshits, assholes, or losers. Oh yeah? Same on your end, huh? Oof, ghosted? Oh, that sucks. I've been there. Is it just me, or did dating used to seem easier? Thank goodness I'm not crazy. It's gotten fucking impossible lately. Perfect date? Let me think. What would be the perfect date for me? For like a first date? I think dinner would be nice. Nothing too fancy, just like a decent restaurant where we could have some nice conversation and maybe go for a walk or get some coffee or something afterwards. Nothing too crazy. I'm a simple girl. What about you? Ooh, so you're the romantic type. I mean, it seems like to me you fancy yourself a bit of the suave Prince Charming, but I will say the flowers are a nice touch. We girls do love flowers. What's the worst date you've been on recently? Oh, yikes. I'm gonna be real. It sounds like you dodged a bullet, dude. Yeah, this sounds like she had some real issues to work through. My worst date? I know. A few weeks back, I went on a date and it kind of went sour, so I didn't want to leave the guy with a bill, so I offered to pay my part. He blew up at me. He was like furious. You'd think I killed his best friend in front of him. I just couldn't believe it. I was trying to be nice because the date didn't go well, and I didn't want him to waste his money, but like, I guess I emasculated him or something. I don't know. Guy was crazy. What about you? From a guy's perspective, what do you think? Good. So I'm not crazy for thinking that guy was crazy. Great. Do you usually pay for your dates, or do you go 50-50? Yeah, that makes sense. It feels good to be able to treat someone to something nice. Okay, let me ask you this. Let's say you and a girl go out, right? Nice restaurant, like some snazzy steakhouse or something, and she's like, just your type. Just gorgeous. And she's nice and funny and flirty and all that good stuff. And then the bill comes for dinner. And before you can do anything, she just grabs it and pays the whole thing. What do you do? Oh my goodness. I can't believe you said that. Oh, that's too funny.
I don't know. I'd probably put out.
Oh, holy shit, dude. That fucking got me. Punched me right in the giggle dick. Oh, so that's all it would take to get you in bed, huh? I didn't know you were that kind of guy. Oh, what do I mean? I mean, listen, I'm just saying. You know, you said you'd put out for a nice steak dinner from a pretty girl. That's all it takes? Getting treated to a steak dinner? And on the first date, too. Sounds like you're a cheap little slut. Oh. Hey. You okay? Dude, you're looking like crazy flustered. Are you getting hard right now? What the fuck, dude? What happened? What do you mean you don't know? You're pitching a tent out here. Here, take my towel, wrap it around yourself, and go to the pool house and calm down. Hey, it's me, okay? It's been like 10 minutes. Just let me in real quick. People are gonna notice if I'm out here talking to the door. Okay, no one looked, I think. They're all busy playing beer pong. Everything okay? Holy shit, you're still hard. Dude, what's going on? The slut thing? What slut thing? What? What are you talking about? You mean the little joke I made? What do you mean I said it in a tone? I didn't say it in any kind of tone. And why did that make you hard? And why are you still hard, dude? Are you, like, into humiliation or something? I don't know, man. You got hard for me calling you a slut. That just sounds like, I don't know, something someone who's really subby would be into. Okay, I get it. You don't like being made fun of. But, like, something is going on here. I mean, fucking look at it. That tent is not going down. No one's ever called you that before? No, that makes sense. Sometimes things just take us by surprise. But, like, you're absolutely sure you're not, like, into submissive stuff at all? Like, at all? Oh. I didn't know that. Huh. What? Oh, I was just thinking back. Kind of makes sense. Knowing the girls you've dated, I can kind of see how you're probably the more dominant type. It also makes sense that none of those girls would have called you something like that. Anyway, what are you gonna do about this, problem? Can't you just, like, crank one out or something, dude? No, you can't come on my towel. I'm not about to ask them if they have a spare I can borrow and then have to explain why I can't use the one I had with me earlier. Fuck. I just want it on the record that I'm a great friend because I could have just let this be your problem. Okay. We've got to get that thing down before you go back out there. And you're not coming on my towel. Is there anything else you can, like, you know, finish into? Fuck. There's no paper towels or cups or anything. This is literally just a glorified changing room and storage closet. Fuck. Okay, look. Hear me out. I'm hot, right? I mean, you're hot. I guess you're kind of pretty. Ugh, shut the fuck up. I've seen the girls you date. Long dark hair, big chest, the whole gothy, punky alt look, right? Mm-hmm. So, do I, like, fit the bill? Okay, so theoretically, I could, you know, get you there. Don't fucking say ew. The fuck is wrong with you? Look, I get it. We're old friends, and you don't see me that way, but I just called you a slut, and you got rock fucking hard for like 10 minutes, and it isn't stopping at all, so like, you gotta find me at least a little bit hot. So what I'm saying is, come on, you know what I'm saying. Just, you know. Just come on. Just pull your dick out, dude. Yes, I mean it. Stop, it's okay. You got hard as a rock when I called you a slut. You haven't been able to calm down. You shivered when I called you a slut again. And now I'm gonna help you with this problem. What? You want to see my tits first? Will that help you? Look. See? This isn't some joke. Get your dick out, dude. Hey. Eyes up here. Look at me. Dick out now, slut. Oh, wow. That word really does flip a switch in your brain, huh? I mean, I said that word and you practically ripped those trunks off and... Oh, my goodness. It's just, You've got a pretty cock and... It's... really nice. Can I touch it? Ooh, shivering again, huh? Oh, you're so fucking hard. Damn, I accidentally did a number on you, huh? Does my hand feel good? Oh, good. You feel good in my hand. Hey, we're still friends, okay? I just mean, whatever happens here, it's okay. We'll still be friends, and if we want to be anything else, we can talk about that later. I just want you to know we're safe here. Nothing to lose, okay? Good. Now, let me just spit in my hand and wrap my fingers around. I feel real good. Good. Just enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can look at my tits. Mm-hmm. That's why I pulled them out. You want to touch them? So the name Slut set you off, huh? Never had someone call you that. Well, All I had to do was call your name and tell you to take your shorts off. And now you're squeezing my tits and letting me stroke you off. I don't know. Sounds kind of slutty to me. You twitch and throb and groan every time I call you a slut. Oh, there it is again. I think someone is learning something about himself today. Maybe you've always been the dominant one because you haven't had the right hand to lead you. You know, the soft, gentle, playfully teasing kind of hand. The kind that's wrapped around your cock right now. How would you feel if I called you good boy? Oh, that was a little cute shiver. So, we've got two names that work nicely for you. Who's a slutty good boy for me? Oh, I'll be a good boy and start sucking on my tits and move your hand down to my pussy. Oh, yeah. Just push the fabric aside. Oh, and rub my pussy with your fingertips. Oh, fuck, your mouth feels so good on my tits. Oh, keep sucking. Oh, yeah, keep sucking. Oh, fuck. Oh, feel how wet I am. Oh, I guess there's two sluts in the pool house now. Oh, fuck, push your fingers in. Oh, be a good boy and finger me while I stroke your cock. Oh, fuck, yeah, good boy. Oh, good fucking boy. Oh, your fingers feel so good in me. Oh, that's right. Oh, keep sucking my tits, too. Oh, you're so fucking hard for me. So eager. So ready to fuck. Oh, you're my dirty little slut, aren't you? Oh, that was a big groan. Better be careful. Don't want you busting too soon. You know, for a guy who says he's always been the dom, you sure are good at following instructions. Only maybe you're a bit like me. Maybe a little flip-floppy, a little switchy. If you're a good boy and do exactly as I say, next time, I'll do exactly as you say. How does that sound? Ooh, someone's excited. You're practically fucking my hand at the thought of it. Oh, you want to bend me over and fuck my brains out, huh? You want me to call myself a dirty little slut, huh? You want me to gush all over your cock and call you daddy while I do? Oh, I'll take that groaning and moaning as a yes. We can do all that and more. But first, you've got to be a good boy for me. Oh, I felt you throb when I said daddy. I wonder if that goes both ways. You're going to be a good little slut for mommy? Ooh, that was most definitely a yes. Well then, since next time I'm sure I'm going to be sucking this pretty fucking cock, I think you should be a good boy and eat mommy's pussy. On your knees. Come on. Good boy. Now let me get out of this one piece. Good boy. Look at that. On your knees and your face is right at my pussy. You're so fucking cute looking up at me. So what do you think? Now that I'm naked? Do you still think? I mean, you're not bad. I guess you're kind of pretty. No? You don't think that anymore, do you? You think I'm hot as fuck, don't you? And you know how I know? And you know how I know? because I can see that slutty fucking cock oozing pre-cum. Fuck. Every time I say that word, it fucking twitches. Mm. That's so hot. Now, be a good boy. Eat my pussy. Mm. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck, your tongue feels good. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, does mommy's pussy taste good? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Good boy. Oh, look how wet you got me. Oh, you got me so worked up. Oh, we're just a couple of horny sluts, aren't we? Mm, that's right. Fuck. You're gonna make me come. Keep going. Keep going. I wanna soak your cute face. Uh-huh. Make me gush. Be a good boy and make mommy come. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, you did such a good job. Oh, now lay down on the floor. Yeah. Just like that. Look what you did to my pussy. I'm sopping wet and all puffed up. I think it's time for me to enjoy this pretty cock of yours, don't you? Condoms? I don't have any, do you? In your car? If you want to walk out there to get them, past all your friends, be my guest. Or you could be a good boy and let me take it raw. Yeah? Good boy. Oh, there we go. Oh, all deep inside, all the way in. Oh, you feel so fucking good. You feel me up just right. Oh, how do I feel? How does mommy's pussy feel on your slutty fucking cock? Oh, good enough to make you buck up into me? Oh, someone is really eager. You need me to ride you? I think you mean, please ride me, mommy. Good boy. Now, no coming until I say so. Oh, you heard me. Oh, I know the slutty fucking cock wants to come so bad, but you gotta be a good boy and listen to mommy. No coming until I say so. Good boy. Now, let's get to it. Fuck, you feel so good. Oh, move those hips for me, baby. Just like that. Oh, fuck, so good. Oh, you like this, don't you? Oh, not having to be in control. You can just relax and let go. Not have to think. Oh, it's freeing, isn't it? Like I said, you're learning about yourself. Oh, you're gonna be such a good switch. Oh, definitely looking forward to daddy bending me over and making me a cocksleeve for himself. But first, oh, mommy's gonna take such good care of you. Oh, I can see you staring. You like watching my tits bounce in your face while I fuck your cock? Yeah? Oh, we'll take a good look and enjoy. Hands on my ass, sweetie. Mm-hmm. Hands on mommy's ass. Oh, that's right. Squeeze. Oh, feel how soft my ass is. Yeah? Mommy feels good all over, doesn't she? Fuck. I'm getting close. You want me to come? You ready to come too? Pull out. No way. Not a chance. Oh, I want every drop of my good boy inside me. Mm-hmm. Mommy knows best. Oh, and what's best? Oh, is for you to be a good slut.
and blow. You fucking load deep inside me. Now, no. Oh, good boy. Oh, you filled me up. Oh, just like a good slut should. Oh, I can feel you slowly softening inside me. Once you slip out naturally, oh, we can clean up. But until then, oh, I'm keeping my good boy as deep as I can. Welcome to being a switch. It's a lot of fun.